You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary, everyday experiences that I've encountered in my life and how to use those experiences to drive better outcomes and drive great momentum in your life. So this week, I want to talk about excuses that we make. I want to talk about why we hold ourselves back and how we hold ourselves back and why there's some form of I don't know if it's a force that wants to keep us from accomplishing our true objective and from fulfilling our purpose in life. And we make excuses, and oftentimes when we're making excuses, we recognize exactly what we're doing because they're very obvious. You know, you say things like, I don't have time, I'm not good enough, I'm not tall enough, strong enough, smart enough, fast enough, whatever those excuses are. And those are a little easier to recognize, but they hold us back from what we're trying to do. But the kind of excuses that I want to talk about this week are the excuses that we call rationalizations, or we say are just sharing the truth. It's just a perspective of what we're doing. And those excuses might sound something more like, well, I've only been here a short time. It's too soon for me to leave because that will look bad on my resume. Or I just need to give this a little more time. I tend to be a little impatient. So I know that I just need to let this relationship play out a little bit longer because I don't want to cut off a good thing when just because I tend to be impatient. Or I don't want to do that because then it will just look like I'm showing off or like I'm doing too much or I don't want to seem egotistical in what I'm doing by trying to share this information that I have. So what you're actually doing is you're making an excuse for why you're not going to fulfill your purpose and why you're not going to share the maximum output that you possibly could do with the world. And it's this resistance, it's this sense inside of us that we need to hold something back because otherwise it will somehow reflect badly on us. And when these excuses start that are feel like better rationalizations and they feel like it's just the truth, it's just the facts, it's just trying to somehow be more equitable or better, it still is an excuse and it still is holding us back from the best outcomes that we can achieve. And when we take this time and when we take this approach and we look at things this way, we feel really good about where we're at and the decisions that we've made and what we're doing because, well, it's the right thing, or that's what we tell ourselves. That's what that negative feedback loop that's trying to prevent us from accomplishing our highest and best purpose is telling us, that it's a good thing to not do this. It's better outcome if we don't do these things. It's going to be better for the people around us if we don't take this next step. And all that is the exact same thing as telling yourself you can't, shouldn't, ought not, whatever the other excuses or reasons that you can find to embrace the weakness and the shortcomings that you might feel like you have. If you're using the same excuses, but they sound like positive words, it's the same outcome and it's the same reason that all of that stuff is happening. And it's because there's some force that is trying to stop you from achieving your highest goal, your highest potential. And for whatever reason, it's easy for us to embrace that, especially when it sounds like we're saying something good, saying something positive in these excuses. It becomes even easier. And that's what I want to try to talk about learning how to get away from that, learning how to stop using good rationalizations to prevent us from accomplishing our goals and our purpose. So if you start looking at your goals and your purpose, and you start finding yourself saying things like, oh, well, I don't have time for that because I want to be a good parent and spend more time with my kids. I want to be at this event. That'll be a good outcome. And that's great. You should want to do those things. And that should be part of your objective, is to be a good parent if you're a parent. And that's fine. But that shouldn't be the reason that you're stopping yourself from doing the things that you know you truly need to do. What you can do is you can reprioritize other things in your life. Because when you're only using those positive things to stop you from accomplishing your purpose, then it's an excuse and it's something that's holding you back. When was the last time that being a good parent or taking an extra bit of time to spend time with your spouse or any of those other things that they seem like great rationalizations? It's a great reason to not be writing that book. It's a great reason to not be recording a podcast. It's a great reason to not be sharing the insight that you have with the world and the gifts and the talents that you have, because family is important and it should be a big part of what it is that you're doing. But when was the last time that stopped you from watching TV on the weekend or going to a dinner with your friends or going to do any of the other things that might be fun, they might be great uses of time, but they're not taking you any closer to accomplishing or achieving your purpose? And so when those excuses, those rationalizations, those great reasons, those other things that we have going on in our lives hold us back from doing the things, achieving our true purpose, that's where we need to take a minute and stop and evaluate, why am I making this decision? Why am I doing this? Yes, I want to be there. I want to be involved. I want to be a great parent. I want to be a great friend. I want to be a great spouse. I want to do all of these things. But that's not where you're trying to get to. And if you take a minute and you stop and you say, yes, these are a part of who I am and a part of what I want to become, but there's also this thing inside of me, this passion that I feel that's pulling me and pushing me towards a space of contentment and fulfillment and completion that I'm not doing because I'm making an excuse every time that I go to sit down and start taking this action. Every time that I do this, I come up with a rationalization for why I shouldn't be doing it now. And you lose track of the thing that really is your motivator, that really is your purpose. And if you take that time and you take a step back and say, instead of spending my time doing whatever the thing is, something that maybe is enjoyable or maybe is good or whatever, but isn't aligning with your purpose, take a minute to step back and look at the things that you really want to do. What is your focus? And if you think about, maybe it's work. Hey, this is great. I'm working hard. I'm getting closer to a promotion and I'm building a great rapport in the workplace. And this is going to be something that is going to help me pay my bills and take care of my family and take that trip that I've been wanting to take. And that's great, but that's not the thing that you love and that you're passionate about and that is going to give you that sense of fulfillment and is not your purpose. And it's not a waste of time. It's a great thing. It's a good thing to be spending your time and energy on, is building a career and building success. And that's good. But if it's keeping you from accomplishing your truest purpose, then maybe you just, instead of spending that extra hour late at night or early in the morning working on something that you feel like needs to be done, but probably can wait until the next day, just take a minute and look at it and say, this isn't the thing that I love. Just because I can do this and just because this is generally a good thing doesn't mean that this is the thing that I ought to be doing, that this isn't my best use of my time. And remember the places that drive true joy in your life. Remember the things that make you feel inside that sense of comfort and warmth and that joy and love and passion just exudes from, and you can feel everything inside of you, and you just know that what you're doing is right. Remember what those things are and what those places are, and say, does this action help me spend more time doing this? I know that I can spend more time working, or can spend more time reading or studying or whatever it is, and that those are all good things. I can spend more time sleeping or exercising, right? Those are all good things. But what if they're stopping you because you're making an excuse through rationalizing your actions that's stopping you from doing something that really provides that great value, the thing that could change somebody's life, change the world around you, that you're making an excuse through rationalization of your positive behaviors? The negative behaviors are easy to recognize. And when you're doing that work on yourself and you're taking those steps and trying to get to where you want to be, it's easy to recognize, oh, well, this is bad for me. This is a negative outcome. But when it's those things that are generally good, those things that are generally part of what you want to be doing in life and the good things that you're doing in life, but maybe you're just using them to take away time from the things that make you feel uncomfortable, the things that are going to push you and stretch you and challenge you, the things that are going to make you grow and really drive you to your purpose. Those are the things that we need to just take a minute and stop and step back and look at it and say, what if I just spent a little bit of this time working to accomplish my purpose? What if I stopped rationalizing why I'm not sharing this gift with the world? Why I'm not sharing this knowledge with the world? Why I'm not sharing the experience and value that I have? If this action is preventing me from achieving my goals and accomplishing my purpose, then maybe I need to just take another step back and look at it and evaluate that this isn't where I get my true joy, and I need to do something that gets me closer to that. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. If you liked anything that you heard today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks for listening again, and stop wasting your time on the things that you don't love just because you can spend your time on it, and start spending your time, investing your time into places that will drive true joy. Have a great one.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.